grateful for this moment, this heart, this place. Energy flowing from my head to my toes. Love is a current, it glows and glows. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well.
William James said, action may not always bring happiness, but there is no happiness without action. Grand, rising, powerful thinkers and purpose-driven creators, welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind with the Good News Network, where vision is sharpened, belief is strengthened, and ideas begin to take form. Each time we gather, we're not just reading words, we're building something. We're shaping thoughts into blueprints, and blueprints into action. Because in this space, ideas aren't just discussed, they're activated. And today, we're guided by someone who understands the power of building from the inside out. Someone who shows up with clarity, consistency, and heart. It's an honor to turn the call over to him in a minute. Our guide, Albie. Albion Derbyshire lives in Pasadena, California with his lovely wife, Jeanette. And he has two grown children, Joseph and Juliet. Albie spent 20 years as a teacher pouring his heart into working with kids. But when the school lost funding and he lost his job, he saw it as a turning point, an opportunity to create a life of freedom, one where he could work from anywhere and travel the world. With that dream in mind, he dove in headfirst. But despite years of effort, the results didn't come until 2018, when he crossed paths with a millionaire mentor who changed everything. This mentor showed him that success wasn't just about joining the right program, it was about learning the right skills. And once he truly committed to developing those skills, the results began to shift from making sales once or twice a month to once or twice a week and eventually every single day. While he's still on the journey towards full freedom, the momentum is real. And so is the excitement. Looking back, he now sees that it wasn't just about the skills, it was also about the relationships built along the way. And that's why he values this call so deeply. It's not just about what you learn here. It's about the connection, the community, and helping each other grow. Can't wait to hear what he has to share with us today. I'm so excited to hear all of you right now. So tell me your name. I'll get the lines in order here.
Good morning, Lori. What up, Melvin?
Let's go.
Hey, what's going on, Booker?
Good morning.
What up, Melvin? What up,
Melvin? Hey, Grand Rising Family. It's Angela Mazin in Northern California. Whoop,
whoop.
I see you.
Oh, yeah. Grand and happy riding.
Here comes the butter. I need some butter on my buns.
Oh, he's
going to warm it up for you. Oh, you
are. Grand rising, everyone. Beautiful, beautiful. Keep writing that in.
Amazing.
Good morning, Kat.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Lori Sue and
hey, Albie.
Hey, what's going on today?
Hey. Y'all better wake up, huh? Wake up.
Pour some butter on me.
Are you ready, Albie?
Albie, ready for Albie. Come on, Albie. What you got?
Beautiful.
Oh, man. You guys are the best. You guys talk about starting your morning the right way.
I know. Couldn't we just hang out together like that? That was fun.
Talk about starting your morning with some butter. Some butter on your biscuits, right?
Butter on your biscuits. All right, that's my saying today.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys. You're the best. Oh, man. Oh, let's thankful for this wonderful day to be alive and thankful to be here with you guys. And this is a wonderful time. This is the Grow Rich Mastermind call, and so excited about it. And I'm just trying to pull up our GrowRich audio pages here, so I have them available and to get started with you guys. So give me 2 seconds here. Here we go. All right. So wonderful. All right, let's get started. So this is an awesome call that we get together. In case you're new here, we just want to welcome you and all the people that have been in here before and excited to be here. We're so happy that you dialed in again this morning. And we want this to be a really great time this morning. And, you know, sometimes you get on here and you just kind of, it's just another thing to do and you kind of get into a habit. And that's a really good thing if you've got that going on. And this is a habit that you get into and that you just naturally come on here every day. And I just want this call to be a really special day for you guys. And so you guys are in my prayers that this will be a good day for you, that you'll start your day on a really good foot today. And that's really part of it is starting your day on the right foot. And, you know, you can start your day. I think one of my mentors shared with me that it's almost like you can start your day almost like going through a portal, you know, like into a really great spot. You go through this portal and it's like you have started your day in such a different way that nobody usually starts their day. You know, they start their day running around the house, or they start their day thinking about what they have to do today and it's so important, they got to get done, and all these ways of starting your day. But it's almost like when you wake up and the first thing in the morning, you have a few minutes before your mind transitions to back to completely normal. And in that little period of time, you have the ability to almost portal yourself into amazing start of your day. It just really depends on what you think about the very first few minutes of your day. And so I really hope that this helps you to portalize yourself and go through that portal into a completely new and beautiful day. And that's what this is all about. So this is this call is about freedom through principle-centered leadership. And freedom means, you know, what does that mean to you? What does freedom mean to you? What does financial freedom mean to you? What does spiritual freedom mean to you? What does physical freedom mean to you? All these things. What does freedom mean, right? And then attach that to principle-centered leadership, because that's where it all really comes together. If you have friendship, freedom, but you're stepping on other people's toes, that's not really that you've taken away their freedom, aren't you? Right? So freedom through principle-centered leadership means, you know, that we're against hype. We're against things that are not true. They're against things that hurt each other. And that's why we're on here this morning, to try to encourage each other, help build each other up, help us to see the lies out there that we're believing instead of the truth that we should be receiving, right? Oh, man, that was pretty good. I'm going to have to write that one down. Okay, so we get together Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern, and to help each person develop prosperity consciousness. Wow, right? The truth that we should be receiving, right? To learn and act like wealthy people think and act. And how are you feeling today? I hope you're excited. I hope this is helping you to walk a different path than you walked yesterday or the day before when it wasn't such a great day. I hope that you're actually taking a different route today. And I hope you're excited to get your day started. And I hope we can step into different and new levels of freedom. And so, Lori Sue, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you. All right, let's go. You can share everyone with how excited you are. Nobody's excited?
Yes, I'm
going to have a great day today.
Freedom, let's go.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
So grateful and thankful.
Thank you, Lori Sue. Awesome. Thank you, Lori Sue. You're amazing. I appreciate your help with the call and with the buttons and everything. That's really, really great. And I really appreciate you coming out early, getting everything set up. You're really the foundation for this call working and surviving. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times I remember myself just accidentally just popping off the call by accident. And and I'm like so thankful, you know, that you, Lori Sue, or Ashley were there to save the call because, man alive, that wasn't really that fun. Anyway, so
not
I'm,
about perfection. It's just about participation, right?
so glad. You're like the wings on the airplane.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So I want to share with you guys, we actually have a Grow Rich Mastermind collection gift, and anybody can get that gift, and all you need to do is just connect with your sponsor, and they can send it over your way. And we got some amazing books on there that have been life-changing for us. And we want you to have them too. So you just need to reach out to someone and they can give you those. All right, so now we have a book of the month. And our book of the month is This is Marketing by Seth Godin. And I don't know if you were here yesterday, but Paul actually shared some thoughts from that book. And that sounds really cool. So you guys can read along with us if you like, and that's awesome. All right, and now the next thing we need to talk about is we have a thing called the negative character attribute of the month, right? And you think, what? What is that? So this is called the enemy of character, right? So this is actually what could actually – there's a list of things that can actually tear you down instead of pull you up, right? And so one of the things that can tear you down is hypochondria. And about a week or two ago, we were talking about this a little bit more in detail, and Donna came out and shared her thoughts on the hypochondria, and that was fantastic. I don't know if you know what hypochondria means, but you're welcome to ask if you don't know. And Donna had a really good explanation for what it was, and then the next day, Paul actually shared a second definition. So if you want to know definition number one and definition number two, feel free to ask on the call this morning. All right. So the next thing that we need to talk about is we have what's called a Freedom Fest. And what is a Freedom Fest? Well, that's when we all get together and we actually implement the Mastermind Principle. And you might be saying, what is the Mastermind Principle? And the Mastermind Principle comes from Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, that book that he wrote way back in the early 1900s. And that book has been life-changing for me and life-changing for so many others. In fact, Paul, who started this call, that book was instrumental in changing his life and turning him into a millionaire. And so that book has got so much great stuff, and it actually is part of the gift that we want to give you too. So yippee. So Freedom Fest means that we all get together in real life and online if you can't make it. And we actually get together and actually hang out. And I'll tell you what, there's 13 principles to success. And if you, one day when you realize how important each one of these 13 things are, you will think to yourself, you know what, maybe I should come, because the coming together and actually being out there and connecting in real life is what changed my life, and I know it can change yours too. So I hope that encourages you guys. And all you have to do to find out more about that is go to hbafreedomfest.com, hbafreedomfest.com. All right, so, and you can get your tickets there. Okay, thank you, Mike, for encouraging us the other day to go get our tickets there, and I appreciate all the little things that you guys say to to that make a difference in this call. So let's see here. We want to do our major definite purpose this morning, self-confidence formula. And what we usually do is we usually have somebody come out and say my major definite purpose. And this is actually one of the things that can change your life on a daily basis, is actually going through this and saying it. It's because it's the formula to finding success and freedom in your life. And so if someone would like to come out this morning, that would be so tremendous, and we would really appreciate that so much. And also, I just want you to pay attention to the words, because the words are life-changing if you really implement them and learn them. And that's one of the cool things about Angela Amazing, is that when she comes out on Wednesday, she actually knows the whole thing by heart. So that is terrific. I love that. So anyway, if anyone would like to come out, all you have to do is press star 6, and you can say my major definite purpose this morning. Thank you so much for your help today. So I think it's open to come on out.
Yep.
I think, Glory Sue, that you put it on that.
It's
thank
ready
you.
For you. Who's coming out?
All right.
Donna.
Donna. Woo.
Hi,
thanks
baby.
For being on the call today.
How are you doing?
I'll
be there.
I'm doing amazing. I'm so happy you're on. Thank you, Donna.
Okay. My major definite purpose. By the 30th day of December 2026, I will have in my possession $200,000, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of sharing HBA and LifeWave. I believe that I had this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize that the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. I may be pierced and never wounded because I am giving it all to Papa God. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I am endeavoring until I have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I am engaging only in transactions that benefit all whom may affect.
Are you still there? I succeed. Yeah.
You still there, Donna? Donna, can you hear us? Okay. Thank you, Donna, for sharing almost the whole thing. We appreciate you. Do you know where she left off at, Lori Sue?
Sorry about that. I succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use in the cooperation of other people. And I'll use others to serve me because... Is Donna back on? Can you hear me?
I think we lost her. Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can. Do you want me to continue?
Oh, yes, please. If you wouldn't mind, that's awesome that you have our place. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's see. I induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I have eliminated hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I cause others to believe in me because I believe in them and in myself. And I've signed my name to this formula. I've committed to memory, and I repeat it aloud at least twice a day with full faith that it will that it is influencing my thoughts and actions as I become an even more self-reliant and successful person. O Divine Providence, I ask not for more riches, but for more wisdom with which to use this incredible gift you gave me at birth, consisting in the power to control and direct my own mind. And I do all things through love, which strengthens me. All right, I'll give it back to you. Donna, I hope you come back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, both of you. I appreciate you, Lori Sue, for finishing it off. And thank you so much, Donna, for getting us started this morning. That means so much. And if you guys would like to say thank you to Donna and Lori Sue for doing my greatest...
A duet.
duet. Come on out. Thank you so much,
guys.
Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Donna, come on, let's go.
Come on back. Come on back.
Let's get it.
Freedom. Thank you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Really appreciate you. Thank you so much. That's so great, Donna. And thank you so much for helping being the wings on the airplane this morning, Lori Sue.
Had a little hiccup there, but
we
got
a little
there,
dive.
I hope everybody had a good time on that dive. Hopefully it was just a tummy tickler.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know what happened. This is Donna. I don't know how much, if any of what I did, I just realized that there was nobody there. So I guess I must have got to do it all.
No, we're great. We're grateful, and thank you. And Lori Sue was able to finish off, and you did about, I don't know, what, half, three quarters?
Three quarters. Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Lori. Very much appreciated.
Thank you
for jumping in there.
All right. Awesome, you guys. Well, this morning, I want to finish off sharing with you guys a little bit what I was talking about last week, which was enthusiasm and the power of being your superpower, right? I'll tell you what, last year at Freedom Fest, we had one of the speakers came out and shared about being your superpower, and man, that speech just blew me away. And that was such a great, I have taken that, what was said last year, it's Freedom Fest, and taken that with me throughout the whole year, and that has made such a powerful difference in my life. And I just want to say, you know, sometimes people say things and it just changes things completely. And I am so thankful. I was at the Freedom Fest last year because there were some just amazing things that were said, and people that I hung out with that just breathed life into me, and I just want to say thank you to every one of those people. And you probably know who you are. But anyway, one of the things about enthusiasm and being your superpower, they're kind of related. Being your superpower means to take your to be kind of who God intended you to be, honing in towards your best self, right? And I guess we all get a little bit better every day if we're moving in the right direction. And you know, getting the day started right, and also moving in towards that purpose that we kind of have that's been, it's kind of naturally inside of us, and we can make that better and really kind of, you know, target in on being your better self. Enthusiasm is really part of that, is kind of activating. It's almost like a trigger in pulling that out of us. And I want to read you a section inside, you know, the book I'm going to pull out, right? Yep. The Greatest Salesman in the World, except it's number two. And it says, check this out. It says, enthusiasm can move castles and charm brutes. It is the genius of sincerity, and truth is rarely victorious without it. Like so many others, I have conducted my life with false ideas of true rewards, believing that comfort and luxury should be my goal, when all that any of us need to make us really happy is something to be enthusiastic about. It says, enthusiasm will benefit my future more than spring rain nourishes the wheat. Wow, you got to think about that one for a little while. But, you know, that's just so true. And I thought about that, and I said to myself, you know, what is it that we have to be enthusiastic about? Because that's kind of where enthusiasm flows from, right? It's that gratefulness and that something that triggers us deep down that makes us say, wow, I have so much to live for, and I'm so grateful, and I am just going to plug into my superpower today, right? And I don't know about you. I think everyone is a little bit different and plugs into that superpower a little bit differently. And they have that a different reason, a different why, of what triggers that. But I wanted to tell you mine. And I know this is a spiritual call, but it's not a religious call. So I'm going to try to keep it neutral as much as I can here. But I'm going to try to keep it honest at the same time. And so my superpower, the reason that that causes me to find that enthusiasm is four or five different things, and I realized one day when I started saying them to myself each morning before I really got out of bed, and these things are, is that I always tell myself, I am in God's love. And, you know, God, love is one of those things. You can have money, you can have all these different things that come, you know, with power, you can have, you know, riches, you can have fame, you can have, you know, health, all these great things. But unless you have love, everything else just kind of just is meaningless, right? And that's why so many people have sad lives, you know. And I know in one of the books, I think it's The Science of Getting Rich, it was talking about how some of the richest people in the world were actually some of the poorest people in the world because they were missing out on they were part of what was called inside the Science of Growing Rich as being part of the competitive mind. They were always competing with others instead of being part of the creative mind. And the creative mind is more like, it's not competitive. I'm not trying to step on you. I'm not trying to step on someone else. I'm not trying to steal something from you. I'm not trying to be better than you. I'm trying to be my best self, my most creative self, plug into my superpower and make something unique that no one else can make, right? It doesn't matter if it's the same thing, if I'm selling the same thing as you or the same thing as someone else, because I'm bringing my uniqueness with it, right? So whatever I'm selling is a little bit different than what you're selling because, you know, I'm bringing myself with it. And so love is one of those things that you can have all these other things, but without that knowledge that you're loved, that you make a difference, that you are, you know, wanted and loved and appreciated and all those things. And that's why I appreciate God's love, because I feel completely loved unconditionally, and that is one of the things that makes me come alive. And the next thing that I say to myself is that I am in God's power. And I say I'm in God's love. I'm in God's power. It's because I recognize that God is all-powerful and that is such an amazing thing to be in God's power, because that means you have the resources to create whatever it is that you need to create, whatever it is that God has put you on this earth for, whatever that superpower is that you have the ability to reach it because you have the power. Like He-Man, right? I have the power. So you have that power, but you can live in the doubt or in the faith. And if you live in the doubt, you don't believe you have the power, and you don't believe you have the resources, and instead of stepping into your superpower, you walk out of it because you don't have that faith, right? And I say it's kind of what we were talking about last week was faith, right? And faith, and that actually creates your enthusiasm. You have to walk into that faith. Okay, so the next one is I say to myself, I am in God's riches. And that's kind of like power. You know, power and riches are very similar. I believe that God has everything, not only all the resources, but the funds to help me to achieve whatever it is I want to achieve. And so when you say to yourself, oh, I don't have the money, you're stepping out. Well, that may be true, okay, but it only because you actually are hurting yourself when you say to yourself, I don't have the funds and I don't have the power and I don't have the ability to achieve what it is that I was created for. You're stepping out of your superpower because when you say to yourself, God has the funds that I need, right? All of a sudden you realize, holy cow, I can do this. I have the power. I have the funds. Whatever it is I need, I just need to have faith and step into it. And like I told you, you can step into faith or you can step into doubt. And if you step into doubt, that takes you the wrong direction, away from your enthusiasm, away from your superpower. And so that's not also great, right? So the next thing I wanted to tell you about is I step into God's beauty. Sometimes we feel like we're ugly, or I know I can't tell you how many times I thought of myself that I looked at myself and said, I'm not as pretty as someone else, or I'm not as handsome, or I'm not this, or I'm not that, and I compared myself to other people. And you have to realize that God made you who you are for a purpose. You take the place of something, and God is happy that He made you, and so you are special to Him. And I know that as you walk in the understanding that God is beautiful, that it starts to change you and it turns you from ugly to, because ugliness starts inside, right? It really does. It really starts inside. I've met some people who I thought were kind of ugly, but they had a beautiful light inside them, and it transformed them into someone who I thought maybe was a little bit ugly to someone that I just looked at them and I just felt happy and whatever it is I just love being in their presence. And so it can transform you. It could transform you from being that inner ugliness to that beautifulness. And I believe it's my faith that it literally can change your health as well. Well, I won't get into that. But anyway, let's see where I am on time. Oh my gosh, I have gone over.
Page 177. If you want to just read one page?
yeah, I will. Let me just share one last. The last one is I am in God's life, and that's your health. And God is so amazing and beautiful. Not only does He give us everything that we need, the love, the power, the resources, the riches, but He also gives us life. And I believe that's that whole part of that whole hypochondria thing. Instead of believing that you are descending into unhealthiness, I believe that we are moving forward into God's health and power. And this was a big topic, so I'm going to stop right there. And we can feel welcome to talk about that more on the call if you like. So anyway, let's read. I think we're on page 176. Is that right, Lori Sue?
Actually, top of 177. He finished up 176 yesterday. Yeah, so top of
177. Okay. So this is part of Think and Grow Rich book, the one I was telling you guys about, and this goes like this. A publisher of books, which sells for a nickel, made a discovery that should be more worth much to publishers generally. He learned that many people buy titles and not contents of books. By merely changing the name of one book that was not moving, oh my gosh, his sales on that book jumped upward more than 1 million copies. The inside of the book was not changed in any way. He merely ripped off the cover, bearing the title that did not sell, and put a new cover which had a title that had box office value. Oh my gosh, talk about, you know, that's really amazing. That, as simple as it may seem, was an idea. It was imagination. Wow. There is no standard price on ideas. The creator of ideas makes his own price, and if he is smart, gets it. The moving picture industry created a whole flock of millionaires. Most of them were people who couldn't create ideas, but they had the imagination to recognize ideas when they saw them. The next flock of millionaires came from the radio business, and the next flock from the internet, which is still new and not overburdened with people of keen imagination. The money will be made by those who discover or create new and more meritorious content and have the imagination to recognize merit and to give visitors a chance to profit by it. That just awesome. So we're at the top of 178 now. And let's open up the call to everybody. Before we do, I just want to remind everyone that this is not supposed to be a religious call. Hopefully I didn't cross the line. Maybe I did. I'm not sure, but I hope not. I hope I was able to share something that was helpful and benefit to everyone this morning. And this is not a religious call. This is not a political call. This is not, we're not trying to pull out different businesses and offers, and, you know, we're not advertising on here this morning. We're not trying to sell our business. So let's just try to keep it neutral so all of us can be happy, content, and feel like we have a place here this morning. So you have about 3 minutes, which gives us all a little chance to talk. And so come on out this morning. And Lori Sue, thank you so much for opening up the lines for everyone. All you have to do is press *6 and you're good, and you can come on out. Who's first? And I just want to say thank you so much, Lori Sue, for helping us today.
You're so welcome. I was jumping out for a second here because I learned something new. I think actually Ashley shared it with us a while ago about, you know, you're talking about triggers early on. I was taking copious notes here. But anyway, I thought, wow, this is like, you were talking about enthusiasm is kind of an activating, is kind of a trigger. And the word that
yes.
that is not a trigger for negative, but when we're triggered positively, it's called a glimmer. So if you're glimmered, that means you're triggered in a good way. So that's with intention, we want to have glimmers, not triggers. But it's
wow.
a positive. I guess you can still use that word. So
yeah.
So
I like it. Glimmered. Wow.
Right.
It kind of sounds
years
like
ago,
glimmer.
Yeah, like stars in the sky or glitter or whatever. But I was at a conference years ago, and they talked about creating glimmers for yourself, like a doorway. So in other words, I'm at work and I come home, and now I'm going to come into the home, and I want to have a different state. I want to be, maybe I'm tired or it's been a really hard, something hard happened at work, so I'm kind of in a different state. So I decide up front with intention that doorway going into that home is going to be the glimmer that I change the way I behave when I come in. I'm going to have energy and love and that to bring
wow.
into them. So, yeah.
That's
and
beautiful.
Then the other thing I was
it.
Thinking, too, was if you can't, this one quote out of the book, the this is marketing. Seth Godin
yes.
says, if you can't state your position in 8 words, you don't have a position. So I thought, well,
wow.
there's something for me to work on today. Anyway.
Wow.
And that's it. I just grateful for you. I actually sent you a few messages today. Kind of trying to keep you time-wise, but it didn't work. So we'll work it out, right? I appreciate you and your
Thank
energy
you.
And your your enthusiasm and your happiness and your spirit. And yes, I can tell that that God, that love and that power, those riches, beauty, and life are in you. So thanks for sharing. And thanks for being here around the campfire.
That's very sweet.
I'm thinking now around the campfire and through the portal.
Oh my gosh, talk about bringing imagination. I love it, Lori Sue. Oh man, that's awesome. You guys are the best. All right, come on out. We got another 3-minute opening for somebody. Wanda, what's going on, Wanda?
Good morning, family. I love and appreciate you guys. I got a little bit of a lost my voice over here from cheering everybody on and just out here working in the cold. But I want to say, if we don't have our health, we don't have our wealth, you know. Lori Sue, when you were saying about how we say it in 8 words, I was saying to myself, I help people create whole life freedom through health and residual income working together. Because I was thinking when you said that, I'm like, well, what do I do? So I was trying to make it 8 words, Lori Sue, but it's a couple more. But I like how you said that and how we put that together. I was thinking about all the positivity and the energy on this call. It's so contagious. I'm looking forward to that campfire in Missouri, sitting down there in Branson and our old stomping ground where it all started with Saatchi and Paul and Mike and all you great Freedom Crusaders, my Hollywood Square friends, as we say. You know, there's something special about this group, and I love the teaching, and I love the growing and learning every day. And I was thinking about how we need to filter the bad stuff out and just put the good stuff in. Sometimes, you know, we can go through the day, and things can come before us. And from this call and learning these principles, boy, I can catch myself, because things can change in 2.3 seconds. But from this call, I've learned to, like, just let it go. You know, it's not important, right? And just to step forward. You know, sometimes you can't move the mountain, but you can move through it, right? You can't move around it. You can't move the mountain, but you can move through it. You know, so just pick your battles. Have an attitude of gratitude. Things ain't going to be perfect every day. But just have an attitude of gratitude and just keep stepping forward and never give up. So I love you guys. Have an awesome day. As always, do something good for somebody else in the space to know they can't repay you. Have a good one. Till tomorrow.
Thank you, Wanda. That's awesome. I love it. Such great thoughts this morning to get us on the right path, and appreciate all your thoughts today. Thank you. All right.
Good morning. Hey. It's Gail. Good morning.
Is that you, Gail?
I am so beautiful. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic this morning, and I appreciate your enthusiasm, Mr. Albee, and I just think you are pretty. I do. So I love how you said that. And I love that Lori Sue popped into and talked about glimmery. I love that. I love that word because it's just like glimmer. I love that. So I never heard that before. So I love that too. I think my 8 words would be, I help people find their power and purpose. And I think that's who I've always been my whole life since I can remember, even as a child, helping my schoolmates, you know, had problems. I'm helping solve the world's problems, you know, it's like, you know, and, you know, seek first to understand, then to be understood kind of thing. And I love the foundation of what you talked about, of course, love, you know, God's love. I mean, we, what else do we have if we don't have love, right, for ourselves, for other people? It's a huge topic, obviously, and how you presented it was, you know, I mean, I'm a fan of love, and I mean, I just think that people, I can never get off of the miracle of creating a child, right? That I never had children, but the miracle of the seed. I mean, you can kind of figure out an oak tree, right? That if you have a seed, it's going to turn into an oak tree, or whether it's an apple tree or, you know, a pear tree,
yeah,
or whatever. Whatever that seed is, it is going to become that. But, and that's cool. You water it and you get sun and it becomes something. But to create a human being, how you can't really put it into words. Like we didn't make the little fingers start to form, the little feet start to form. When you see that, you know, embryo, you could just bring you to tears. And it's like how powerful we can be in our life. And to have the opportunity to be able to speak to the world in platforms that are available to us right now. And this platform is another one. And to share it, to remember to share it in any way you can. Like I always say, you can never not have content. If you're on this call, you have been given a plethora, another fun word, a plethora of information to get out to the world. And, you know, just take some notes and take a couple of those notes and turn that into a little talk, a little YouTube video, you know, a post. It's powerful. And we have this power within our grasp because of this call and because of Paul's idea. We had an idea. He had an idea. We all have ideas. So if you have an idea, that means you're supposed to be doing something with it. Hello. So wake up and say, how can I bring this? Right? Who am I? Why do I have this idea? What can I do to make this happen, to share it with the world? When can I make it? How about now? Okay, right? When is a good time? Now to get this going. So always go back to the who, what, when, where, why, and how. Make those ideas a reality. And I believe that's where your riches are. Think and grow rich. So we have the thoughts. Don't just keep burying those thoughts. Just understand that you have the thought for a reason, and it was given to you. Maybe not somebody, your friend or a relative. It was to you. So that's a sign. Don't ignore the signs. You know, you'll end up in a ditch if you don't watch signs. So so just stay on the road, stay on the right path, and know that you have the power. And that does start with enthusiasm. You're excited. If you have an idea that gets you excited, that means, okay, I have something here because I'm excited. So if I'm excited, I'm sure other people are going to be excited. And who doesn't love excited person? So I don't know. You did a great job today. I appreciate you so much. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Have a great day. Love
thank you, Gail. Love you, too. We can't wait to see you tomorrow or hang out with you tomorrow. That's going to be awesome. Yay, something great to look forward to.
Gail and
thank
Albie,
you so much.
It's Lori Sue. Lori Sue again. I just want to make a quick, I guess, a plug. I don't know what you call
go
it.
Go ahead.
A push. You know, when she's talking about all the content, there's never not any content. And I just want to say, if you are wondering, oh gosh, I didn't take notes for the call, you can either listen to the replay. You absolutely can listen to it over and over again. But
yes,
you can also go and check in our Facebook group because Ashley and I both do like a summary, a recap of the call. And a lot of times we'll pick the best quotes and things that people said. So you could just go right in there and you could probably do at least 15 video or, you know, audio videos with people on that, you know, or you can even put quotes out there for people and it'll just inspire them. So
that's
there you go.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Thanks for
Thank
sharing
you, Larry,
that.
Phil. You're welcome. I love you.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Gail. All the great words, and thank you, too, Lori Sue. And who's next? We got another three-minute opening for somebody.
Donna.
Donna!
Hey.
What's going on?
It's funny, you know, first of all, I want to thank you for hosting and Lori Sue for keeping the lights on. But so it's funny how the reading about that, the cover of that book lined up with what, Albie, you said about beauty. because, you know, the thing I remember learning as a kid, that beauty is skin deep and ugly goes all the way to the bone. And I've met people that were super attractive, and then when I got to know them, they weren't so attractive on the inside, and so they didn't look as attractive. And then I've also met people who weren't so attractive and became more attractive as I got to know them. So that's basically that, you know, the first person that I mentioned, you know, that they might be beautiful on the outside, but they have ugly that's inside, you know, because, you know, our bones are what makes our marrow, and our marrow is our immune system, and everything circulates around that. So I think that I choose to be beautiful on the inside. That's what I choose to do. And I strive to do that. Sometimes I might step on people's toes or hurt somebody, but I never would ever do it intentionally. So, you know, if I ever step on anybody's toes, please let me know so I can apologize to you. So anyway, that's my 2 cents worth for the day. Or $1.298, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for letting me here, and thank everybody for being here. I'm so grateful for this call. It has literally changed my life.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. Thank you, Donna. Some really great thoughts this morning. We really appreciate that. That's awesome. I love how you expanded on the whole beauty thing, what it really means. That's really, really fantastic. All right. Well, we have another 3 minutes opening for somebody incredibly special, incredibly loved, and incredibly, what? Something. Come on out. And by the way, while we're waiting for that person to interrupt me, I just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody every week, all the speakers who come out, Mike and Booker and Paul and Gail. Every week you guys come out and make such a big difference in my life. And I'd have to say, if this call suddenly disappeared, I would be really sad because you guys motivate my superpower, and so thank you so much. All right, who's next? Don't be shy, and remember, you don't have to say anything amazing. You can just say hello, and that would be so great, because that's really what the Mastermind Principle is about.
It's really bouncing out today. Okay, I was thinking about what I was thinking about what Donna said, and I thought, okay, it's really important to try to, for me anyway, especially, to try to really hone in on the positivity and not say something in a negative way. I think it was Kevin Sousa who helped me to really take that, hone in on that, you know, you don't say, I'm not a smoker, or I don't smoke, you know what I mean? You say, I love breathing in healthy air. Anyway, true beauty radiates from the heart, acring kindness deep in the bones. Or we can change it around, because beauty is skin deep, and it can go way to the bone. So
yes, that's really great. I'm writing that down right now. True beauty radiates to the bone. I love that.
It really does.
Yeah.
Okay,
good.
You guys.
Yes.
This is Gail again. So I just wanted to ask, because nobody else is coming out, so it's like I had my coffee. So I think it's so important to so we're saying this person's a kind of not ugly, a person as like they're not pretty, their spirit might be challenged and they are negative, or they're constantly, you know, you're saying something positive and they have to, you know, refute that and say, and give you a hard time because they don't know what to do with a positive person. You're scary to them. There's something wrong with you that you're always happy. So there must be something wrong. But you have to pray for those people and say good things in your head about that person. I always, when I run into somebody, even when I was growing up, I used to say, to God or Jesus or whoever, you know, your superpower is, you know, could be Buddha or whatever, say, forgive them. Forgive them. They don't want to act like this. They don't want to be this person, but they're hurting. Hurting people hurt people. So if there is something that is happening in their life and that's coming out of them, sprinkling all over their little bad stuff everywhere, their little bad seeds, you turn it around and be kinder to them. Be more gentle. Say, try to find something positive and give them a compliment, and you'll see how quickly they melt into your spirit and calm down, and just they'll stop for a minute. Like, I can't believe somebody just said something nice to me, because they're not feeling deserving of, you know, being talked nice to, you know, that, so it surprises them. But find some kind of kindness, which we're taught to say something kind to them. Think of something, you know, and say something kind, and you will turn that person around so fast, and they will remember it for a long time to come. And, you know, we can change people by being in our presence. I've seen it happen many, many times. So don't get stuck. You know, if you do get stuck and you're having a bad day, and, you know, you're kicking your tires or something, I don't know, how to, whatever, you know, just turn that around. You know, it's not all that, people. Whatever you're going through, you're going to overcome it. We're going to live through it. So, you know, the power of the mind. The book we read is Think, and Grow Rich. And our thoughts start our superpower. Every thought capture, you know, hold every thought captive. Everything starts with a thought. And keep reading the books. You know, the books, that's what it is. That's what we want to retrain our brains. And so back to you. Sorry, Albie. I hope other people come out and take that 3 minutes.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Gail. Thanks for sharing that. That's really some great stuff this morning. And I appreciate you sharing everything, you know. Really makes a difference. All right. Now, just remember that we want to hear from everybody. Even if you come on this call and you don't have a lot to say, we just want to hear that you're here and give you a virtual hug and let you know you are so appreciated and so wanted on this call this morning. And so come on out.
Oh, yeah.
Here's some honey on the butter. I'm sorry. I didn't say butter on the butter. On the Minister Christian.
Yes, I love our call. I just wanted to come out and say thank you so much, Abby, for all you do. Harmonica engineer, Lori Sue, we love you. I've given my 8 words, and this is something I've been saying for a while, and it's so cool that to hear that about the 8 words, and this is exactly 8 words, right? My 8 words are spreading happiness through music, bringing heaven on earth. So that's the two things. Yes, would never give up entertainment. It's all about spreading happiness through music. Never give up your right to be happy. You know, these type of things, no matter what you're going through, never give up. You'll make it to the other side. And, of course, more now than ever, you know, I'm focused on world peace because I know it's possible. And bringing heaven on earth, which is something that is a term that most people can relate to. Because I grew up, you know, Christian, reading the Bible. And, of course, I turned Buddhist. And I don't say any of these names to try to convert anybody to anything or any way or any organization that I've ever been a part of. I'm just only documenting the truths of where I have gotten my awareness and where I have started. So I want, you know, one of the jobs as someone who is trying to connect is to use terms that people are familiar with. So to say to bring heaven on earth, even though it has a Christian tone, people understand what that means. When I say, you know, world peace or Kozen Rufu, that's something more Buddhist Eastern philosophy would understand. However, it's still the same point, those 8 words. I'm a musician, a music minister, you know, spreading happiness through music, bringing heaven on earth, and it is 8 words. And if I wanted to add a few more words, I'd say, using honey butter. Oh, yeah. Love you, family. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change you're meant to be in this world right now. You can do it. You can do it.
Minister Christian. Oh, man, I think you just spread a little fire on top of that honey and that butter. Awesome, awesome, Mr. Christian. Thank you so much for sharing that. I really love that, spreading happiness through music and bringing heaven on earth. Wow, those are some powerful stuff. I love it, absolutely love it. All right, what do you know? We still got another 3-minute opening for somebody special to come out this morning and just say their name and say they're here, or say something amazing that can change your life too. Who knows, right? Come on out.
Brother Albie!
Is this Angela amazing?
It is indeed. I came to say hi. I am here. My 8 words are, I'm here to lift others up from the ways of life. And I do that by smiling and encouraging people.
That's wonderful.
And I love
say that one more time.
Albie.
Say it one more time, Angela. Amazing. Say it one more time. I'm sorry. I'm writing it down.
I lift others up from the ways of life, the waves of life.
Oh. Uh-huh. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. You're doing a wonderful job, Albie. Thank you so much for hosting today. I love my Grow Rich family. We have the power to make someone smile. So do it.
Have the power to make someone smile, so do it. Oh, man, that's some great stuff. Angela, amazing. Thank you so much for everything you do, and we really appreciate you and love you, and big hugs and everything else. Thank you. All right, let's see. Oh, my gosh, we have one more spot. In fact, this will be probably the putting the final wrapper on top of the honey butter bun. You might wonder, what on earth? Where do we get these funny terms? Well, it's just being part of, just being silly, part of the group, you know. Anyway, so yeah, come on out. We got 3 more minutes open for somebody special today.
Hey, Albie, since nobody else is coming out, this is Donna. I was just going to add on to what Gail was saying about, you know, people that are, you know, that appear ugly on the inside. What I have learned is that most of those people, they're treating you, if they're being ugly to you, then they're treating you the way they actually feel about themselves. They're projecting their lack of self-love onto others because they don't love themselves. And they usually don't love themselves because of some kind of trauma that they've been through. So I try to do the old shield of faith when I, you know, when those fiery darts hit that shield of faith, they're wrapped up with a trillionfold love and return to sender.
Yeah.
So I send lots of love back to them because God's love is unending. There is no end to his love. The more you give, the more there is. It's just like, you know, it doesn't ever go away. So
yes.
I have the more I give away, the more I have to enjoy myself because it grows inside of myself when I give it away. So, you know, I try to, you know, when someone does hurt me like that, you know, it's the old pierce but not wounded. I can't choose whether someone pierces me, but whether I let it wound me or not, that's my choice. And so I choose to, you know, return to sender with, you know, wrap it up in lots of love and send it back to them, you know, and do, you know, some of the things that Gail said about, you know, try to compliment them or just try to understand, you know, or ask God to show me who they are, how, you know, what's going on with them and stuff like that. And just try to, you know, just love. You can't, you know, it conquers all. It is all and it conquers all.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Absolutely.
That's my last 2
Thank you. appreciate that, Donna. That means a lot. Yes, absolutely. And appreciate you coming out this morning and filling in the gaps, and also Gail filling in the gaps, and Lori Sue filling in those gaps. Appreciate that this morning. And it's the top of the hour, so there's no more spots open to talk this morning. I'm so sorry. But there's going to be a whole bunch tomorrow. So come on out tomorrow, and we can't wait to hear from you. And we have another chance for you to come out. And I just want to say, there's a couple of people I just want to reach out and just say I really appreciate them. I haven't heard from them lately. I really want to just say a big hello to Mama Elizabeth. Appreciate her and appreciate her being on the call. And I appreciate also Kevin Sousa. I haven't heard Kevin in a while, and I really appreciate you as well. You mean a big difference in our life. And we want to hear from you soon. I hope you're well. All our prayers are going out to you both in particular, and everybody. I hope you have a really wonderful day, and can't wait to see you tomorrow. So thank you so much, Lori Sue, Wanda, Gail, Donna, Mr. Christian, Angela, amazing.
Love
pray
you
for Mama Judy.
Appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Have a great day.
This is Albie's portal.
Before my feet hit the floor, before I reach for my phone.
Oh, come on in the portal.
I breathe in the morning air. No.
You can find someone
made
I need to put on your butter
ground.
Or on your bun.
Someone made the clothes on my back. So many hands I'll never shake.
Hi, Albie.
But I'm grateful for
have a great
that.
Day.
Yeah.
It's the smallest thing that changes everything when you finally see.
Thank you for another day.
Thank you
for this life I get to live.
Thank you
for the magic on the way.
For everything I've been given. Water from the tap, shoes beside the door, a warm cup in my hands, who could ask for more?
A mind that starts to shift
when I choose what I see. The good things start to show up when I look for them.
It's the smallest things that change everything when you finally see.
Thank you
for another day.
Thank you
for this life I get to live.
Thank you
for the magic on the way. For everything I've been given.
Thank you. Thank you. One foot on the floor.
Before I walk out the door, I already know
the day is on my side because I said so.
Thank you for another day.
Thank you
for this life I get to live.
Thank you
for the magic.